Would you ever go on Love Island?
No.
I heard you applied and you got rejected.
I definitely never applied, ever.
Yeah.
I do watch Love Island, though.
Do you?
Everyone hates it and doesn't like it, whatever. I just think it's funny.
It's funny. I feel like this is a bit like Love Island, except we're in a chicken shop.
Yeah. Chicken, you know, Island.
Chicken Island.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I could do my own one every summer. Lock people in and they don't leave until they fall in love with me.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Chicken guys are not for this kind of girl.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is not the kind of girl you go out with chicken. You don't cook this girl chicken on your first date. When you're trying to impress her, you don't order chicken for her at the restaurant. You might as well have ordered another guy altogether at the restaurant, because it's just not what you do.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the beautiful Kristen Joy Oatley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Scientists, researchers, and students in China have all gotten together to develop a brand new tool that I think we're all going to be using here in the future, certainly during the next pandemic. It is a device that you attach to your phone that looks like a mouth. It's just a mouth.
Oh.
You attach it to your phone. It's like a cover for your phone. You click it in and it hooks up into your little teleportation device, whatever that is.
Yeah.
The USB-C. And it's got a mouth on the bottom of it, like a rubber mouth. And you can have someone on the other end kiss you on that mouth, and then it kisses back like the person is kissing you on the other end. So this is absolutely the sign that humanity
is going down
the tubes.
Yeah. Yep.
Guys, I keep saying this, and I'm going to say it over and over again, and I know I sound like an old fucking fogey right now. I know there's some younger people that watch us, and I know you probably look at me like you're this. Oh, let me turn on the dad joke podcast. Let me turn on that podcast like my dad used to listen to in the radio on the way to work. But this is very serious, and I'm being very serious about this. We got to start fucking. Everyone's got to start fucking actual human beings. Because if we don't start fucking human beings, we're not going to have any more fucking human beings around. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. A device to kiss? A device to kiss.
I wonder if you could make them look like T-Rex's lips. Because
just
read a story that T-Rex had lips.
Oh, he did?
Whatever his teeth.
Oh.
I'd do that. I'll do a little T-Rex kiss.
I'd do a little T-Rex. Get a little head from the T-Rex. I wonder if you could just say, hey, baby, open up your mouth a little bit more. A little bit more. A little bit more.
That's your dick.
I know. You're kissing my dick.
Could you have Fakey B?
We could have Fakey. Oh, that
do
might be a good idea. I haven't even checked in on Fakey B because I'm really nervous about how many times
he
I haven't.
He probably thinks you ghosted him.
There's a lot. There's like, you know how you avoid that one person for a long time? And then
this is like a serious real relationship.
It's a perpetual. You know, when you avoid someone for a certain amount of time, then it's a perpetual. You're stuck in a perpetual. Uh-huh. I can't call them back because
it's been too long.
Yeah. How am I going to explain to them why it's been 3 months since I've called them? I have a friend and I love her to death. I just love her to death. But I haven't called her probably in like 6 months. And she texted me the other day like, hey, what's up? Why haven't you, you know, what's up with you?
Yeah.
And I'm waiting to respond. I've probably written the response 7 different ways. And I'm just like, every day that goes by, I seem like more of a dick. But I really don't know what to say to her.
You got to respond.
I know. I'm going to tell her that I lost a leg in combat.
Blue lost a leg.
Blue lost a leg in combat. And we're taking care of her for the last 6 months. But this is like...
Just say you have 3 kids. That is explanation.
I know, but I use that so much that it's like, I use it as an excuse for everything. No,
okay.
I have used it with her.
See, it's
I don't even
fresh.
Know if she knows we have children
it's
because
new.
It's been so long since I've talked to her.
It's new and fresh to her, though.
I know.
Honestly, that
I
would,
talk
that...
to my ex-wife more than I talk to this person, and I consider this person a friend. I mean, not that my ex-wife isn't a friend, but this, you know, you get it. I get it.
Yeah.
But this device scares me because this feels to me like a furthering of the distancing we put in between each other. And with AI rapidly advancing, did you hear that there was like this group of people, including some governmental organizations, that wrote a letter that said to Microsoft and ChatGPT, OpenAI, I think is what the company that put it. They wrote a letter and said, please stop for 6 months. Stop what you're doing. Stop any advancement beyond ChatGPT-4 because it's becoming so powerful that people are getting nervous that we're going to get out in front
it's
of our
not
skis.
Stopping.
No, it fuck no. Stopping. No, then they had this little nerd on there that was like,
We can always put it back in its box. We can always tell it not to do what it's doing, and we can always turn it off.
No, you can't. That's not how it works. It literally is seeping into every bit of our world, and you can't put it back into its box. It is Pandora, and once you let it out, someone else is going to advance it further, and someone else is going to advance it further after that.
Yep.
It's just like like a silent but deadly fart. Once it's out of the bag, you got to run away real quick, but you got to get ahead of it.
Yeah, you can't put it back in.
Yeah, you got to make an excuse. It's like we were talking about when the people were running around the restaurant farting on everybody.
Yes.
Eventually, it's going to catch up with you, and there's going to be bad things that are going to happen. And when you making these devices, like literal sex dolls that can have sex with you in a certain way because AI is programming it to do what you want it to do. It's learning how you like to make love. It's going to figure out how to manipulate those dolls or whatever they are to have sex like you have it. Now we're having kissing machines so you don't actually have to physically touch each other.
I like to see a face and then a body attached to that face.
Yeah, I don't like
face.
Disemboweled lips just moving around everywhere. That really makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Unless it's a fleshlight like thing. And then,
yes,
you know.
Yeah.
Fleshlight. I still got to get one of those. Mm-hmm. Anybody has a connection at the fleshlight company, send that over. It's going to help my 21 EPMs. I'm just saying. It's for a good cause.
I don't even think you need a connection. You can just get one. Do you want me to get one for you?
No, I want one to come for free from one of the people that listens to us because then I don't have to explain it to Astrid. I just say, oh, these fans are crazy.
I mean, we mentioned it one time.
I know. We mentioned it one time, and all of a sudden I got 6 fleshlights at the front door.
I have to try them now.
I have to try. It's
Astrid
for the
will probably
show.
Be like, cool.
Astrid
go for
doesn't
it.
Give yeah, a shit. No, we're cool like, about yeah, that. Yeah.
She's like, listen, good. I don't have to do it. Yeah. You go for it.
We did. All I got to say is that we did long distance dating for the first 6 months of our relationship.
Right.
We are well aware that we whack off.
Yes.
We're well aware.
both sides.
Most people who get involved in relationships, you know, they don't, you don't talk about that part because it's not something, or you might not talk about that part because it might not be something that you roll into a normal relationship. But when you're long distance, you got to think of all different kind of creative ways to keep things juicy. And so, you know, I would have Astrid send fleshlights to my house. That's what I would do.
She was the original fan.
I sent her, yeah. I cut a doll's lips out and I sent it over to her. Talk in your phone. It works just like my mouth. But people are complaining. They're saying the one thing that they don't like, well, they're saying they don't like a lot of things about this, but people are complaining mainly because there's no tongue involved. Like there's no tongue in the actual mouth. So they're not getting like that real kiss kind of feeling. But would you really want
but
a
sometimes
fake
that's
plastic
a good
tongue?
Thing. Yeah.
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 Would you want a fake plastic tongue out there licking all over you? No. And then how do you get it wet? And this is like a whole thing. Guys.
Just don't kiss your phone.
Don't kiss your phone.
Yeah.
Don't kiss your phone. If you got to buy a robot to have sex with, cool. I understand. I get it. Go to Amsterdam. I hear that they're looking for more people who are quiet and cool who also do drugs and have sex with sex workers.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. But, you know, you don't have to, like, there are real people out there, guys. There are real people that you can connect with and make love to and have fun with. And yes, it might not, you might not be, you know, banging Bar Raffaelli or whatever. Was it Bar Raffaelli?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You may not be banging her and you may not be banging whichever the bachelor.
Most people are not.
No.
Those people anyways. Yeah. And that's a good thing.
I saw this one guy on this dating show and he was like, I got sick of, you know, all the Instagram model type, dating all the Instagram model types. And so I'm here to find serious love. And I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, when did you date an Instagram model, dude? It's like this guy I know. He's like a perpetually.
What kind of Instagram model? Was
yeah, what
too?
Kind of Instagram model? Because I've seen some of those Instagram models. I got one on my Instagram. She posts a picture of her OnlyFans, you know, like a nipple, all her nipples crossed out, legs spread wide open. And then she'll have a picture of her cereal that she's eating in the morning. She's hoping to avoid the Instagram detection or whatever it is. There are all kinds of Instagram models. And good for that. But I think this guy was referring to making it seem like he had super hot models. I got this friend. He He said something one time. What did he say? He goes,
what makes you even an Instagram model? Just real quick, because I mean, I would think
anybody,
anybody can model on Instagram.
As it should be.
Yeah. As it should be.
As it should be. You should be any size, figure, shape, you know, whatever it is. You're missing an eyeball. You should be able to be an Instagram model.
Yeah.
Because everybody's into something. And that kind of is my point, right? This guy says, I'm sick of dating Instagram models. Let's assume he's talking about the stereotypical, archetypal Instagram model. Super
the
hot,
ones that
skinny,
are
big boobs.
Hashtag blast.
Yeah. Hashtag blast. Hashtag sunlight. You know, shine the sun in the dark corners. Blessed. Here's my new nose job. Which we're not looking at because your tits are all over
the
place.
Or so, it's a thong.
Yeah, it's a thong. Yeah. Or they're naked standing on the beach, the shot behind where you can just see the thigh gap. You know what I'm talking about? And every guy is scrolling in to see if you can see behind a vagina. Which is the vagina that hangs down in the thigh gap. Every guy is like spreading it open. And here's the reality. No one cares about your fucking whatever it is, a Course in Miracles verse that you just put on the Instagram post because we're all looking at your thigh gap. That's what's happening. I hate that.
I know.
Drives me crazy. And so many of them do it.
I know.
They post a naked picture and then they post something from fucking Wayne Dyer. And all of a sudden it's supposed to be some spiritual post. I know, you did.
Yes. I was like, oh, here's one.
Do you remember that guy on Instagram that we're always making fun of for
the one that acts like he's talking to somebody before he then talks to you on the camera?
He direct messaged us.
What?
He direct messaged us. And this probably means he's also listening to this too. But he was like, hey guys, thanks for the shout outs on the show.
Okay.
So you got to say something about this guy. Yeah. He's completely obnoxious.
He's got a sense of him. Got a sense of humor.
He's got a sense of humor. And he's so ready to be famous that he doesn't care how he gets his mentions.
Yeah.
And to you, which I won't say your name. I'll be respectful. But and to you. So are we. We're just as desperate as you are for fame. So there you go.
Any publicity is good.
They say that, but I'm not 100% sure that that's true. Any publicity is good publicity, but does that mean that it's good for you? No. Yeah.
True.
So, Chrissy, you know that I love my dating shows.
I do.
We spent a couple episodes ago talking about dating shows. And there are a variety of them out there. And they're
including the trap.
Including the trap where you just fall into a black hole.
As soon as you're eliminated, you fall.
I want to know
floor.
If you didn't hear the last episode, or it might be a couple episodes ago, who knows how we released these, but we were talking about a show called The Dating Trap. And here's how it goes. The episode that I saw was one man, three ladies. They walked into a room. They all stood on a circle that looks like an area rug. That's what it looks like, an area rug. They're standing on this circle, and no one knows what's going to happen, but there's a host, female host in there, and she says, you get to ask three questions, and then I want you to pick two that you're going to bring to the next round. So he asks everybody three questions, and then she says, which one are you not taking to the round? And he says, Evelyn. And as soon as he said the word Evelyn, a literal door opened up below her feet and she fell through the floor. Where she went, nobody knows. But you hear a big bang as if she's like a thud.
Hopefully it was a soft landing.
Yeah, I mean, they got to have a pad under there or something, you would think. Where does she go? It'd be a lot cooler if she like went down a slide into a pool of cold water and they dragged her through mud and rolled her in rice or something like that. It would be a lot cooler.
Here's the woman you did not pick. Yeah. Look what you've done.
What if she fell through a trap door and she ended up in a room with an even hotter guy?
Whoa, you've got an idea there.
So all the rejects fall into a room.
Let's go to a resort and do that.
Yes. Let's go to a resort. Let's do the dating trap. And then you get, and it literally, it's a slide that brings you to a better resort where hotter guys are waiting.
Yes, I love this.
And then you're the person who's picking three guys and they fall through the trap door and so on
Brian,
and so
we
forth.
We can do this.
Guys.
Tulum is where we're going.
Tulum. I just read an article. Stop thinking you're so cool because
you're going to Tulum.
Yeah.
It has been the hot spot
for years, by the way. My friend is telling
me. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
And I thought about going there, and I was like, no, I can't after every one of these other people.
After everybody else is gone. I now know because all the pictures.
I know, exactly.
First of all. Second of all, there's a small thing about everyone getting shot up near Tulum.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the scariest shit I have ever seen was those people who got murdered in cold blood in the middle of the street. Now, we said that we like the Mexican entrepreneurial spirit. But if you could have a little bit of a less of a body count on the way to making money, we'd appreciate it.
I think they go hand in hand.
I don't hate the player, right? And I don't hate the game. Drugs are coming, drugs are going. I get it. And it's always going to happen until the day that we die. People want it. Somebody's going to figure out a way to get it to them. But
can you get drugs in the metaverse?
Oh, yeah. Remember I told you they were, remember some lady thought she had her drink was spiked in the metaverse because her avatar passed out or something. I don't know. She was trying to sue Meta.
Okay.
Meta is going to be known as the world's biggest failure. As even Mark Zuckerberg doesn't believe in it anymore. He's like, well, I tried. Because no one's in there. No one's doing anything. No one gives a shit.
Whole article about it.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
Anyways, though, back to Tulum.
So back to the dating. Back to Tulum and back to the dating.
We're going to a resort. We're doing our own show.
We're doing our own show.
Back to the dating.
It's called the Dating Trap Trap. Dating Trap Trap.
The Dating Thirst Trap.
The Dating Thirst Trap.
Mm-hmm.
So there's dating shows all around the world, and I love every one of them. So each one of them has their own little... It's like everyone has their own little personality and nuance, and I just like watching the act of relationships forming to me. It's such a weird and awkward time, and so that makes dating shows wonderful. We, of course, love the love connection here. It's the OG. It's our favorite. But one of the other ones that we've grown quite attached to is Blind Date, and not the Blind Date from here in the United States that you may remember that was also incredible.
Yes.
But not great to break down because half the comedy is in the little like bubbles they put over people's heads when they're talking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The thought bubbles. Celia Black, who is a very famous game show host in the UK, has been hosting a show called The Dating Game forever and ever. From like the early 80s, she's been dating this show. And it's like our version of The Dating Game, which is one woman or man behind a curtain and then three eligible singles. She asks a couple questions. And then if you win, then you instantaneously get shipped away on a long vacation with somebody, which is like the worst thing ever. You ask them three questions and then you're stuck with them for a week.
Then you're together.
Yes. So I want to do two things.
I mean,
maybe
I guess in reality is a good way to know.
Vacation or the flu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have a dating game called I'm Sick of You. And it's going to be three sick people and a non-sick person. And you have to pick the person you want to be around for a week that's
if
sick.
If you're sick?
Yes.
Or no, that they're sick.
They're sick.
Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a great game?
Or maybe you're sick.
Maybe you're sick
and then
there's three healthy people.
Yeah.
You have to pick someone to take care of you.
How would you take care of me?
Yes. Oh, that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of dating. That's going to be the name of the show. Sick of dating. So the Blind Date, the UK version, ITV one, we've been breaking down episodes for probably about 2 years. This is probably our fourth or fifth episode. I'd like to do two things over the course of the next two episodes. I want to watch an episode of Blind Date, and then I want to watch somebody return from that blind date after the vacation to come on the couch and tell their story.
Yes, so I would love to do that.
Why don't we knock out part one today, and then we'll get to part two on the next episode. What do you think?
Okay.
All right. So I was scrolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do.
TCB.
Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at thecommercialbreak and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TCB.
I found an episode of Blind Date Silent starring our girl, Celia Black.
Go Celia.
Okay, go Celia. And just to let you know, Blue is doing well. She's still here in the studio with us. Again, Blue's doing well, anybody that's asking.
She's nap-napping.
Yeah, she's nap-napping. So there you go. And here's Celia Black. Love the good old Celia Black.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, what you can't see is the beginning of the show, they have, like, they turn the letters into characters, like little drawings, and one of the characters has huge tits.
Yes. Big boobs and a big butt.
And a big butt.
I like that they're all inclusive letters.
Yeah. They're all inclusive letters.
She's a drop dead redhead who wants them wet. It's Scylla.
She's a drop dead redhead who once got wet?
Yeah. No.
Oh. What? Man, they kick it off with a bang.
This is huge.
She's a drop dead redhead who wants them to wed.
Oh,
wed. I gotta say, I don't know if she's a drop dead redhead.
She's kicking it.
But she's kicking it.
Yeah.
This lady's probably in this version, which I think is back in the late 90s, she's probably in her 60s.
I think it's a 2002.
Oh, it's a 2002?
I think I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. She still looks great for however old she is.
She looks amazing.
Yeah.
She's wearing a red leather jacket and like bell bottoms.
She's cute.
Mm-hmm. Hello and welcome to Blind Date. Now, when it comes to love, we've all got our own idea of perfection. For Dudley Moore in the film, it was 10. But for Adam, it's definitely an 8.
Like, I'm all known in Essex. Like, my motto is only date a size 8.
What?
Okay, didn't understand a fucking word he said. Sorry.
Did he say something about dinosaurs?
Yeah, I think he said something about dinosaurs. And as a guy who's attuned to the British accent, because I do nothing but watch British television, I didn't understand a fucking word that guy said.
No.
There are some British people where they're...
You have to have captions.
Yeah, what do they call it? The Hackney accent? The Hackney accent is so thick that I can't get through it.
Well, that's all to come, but does size matter?
Yes.
There's always one. No, we've got three gorgeous guys back here, all chomping at the bit to find a date and meet their mate. So let's bring on...
All so incredibly desperate to go on a date with a real human girl, they're willing to go on television and be the one not chosen.
Well, this was before the lips, Brian.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. When's 2002?
Yeah.
Mark's like 12. Mm-hmm. You know, he's getting ready to build the meta.
The boys!
If I was one of those guys, I would say, no, I won't participate in this group. The thrust.
Yeah,
pelvic thrust.
Yeah,
I will not.
What you're not seeing is that they open up this curtain, and then there's three guys standing there, and they're doing this coordinated hip thrust dance. And I'd be like, no, I'm not going to swing my dick at the camera. That's okay. Even in 2002, I knew that was not the right thing to do. I tell my friends all the time, don't swing your dick at the camera. No. Matter of fact, what you can't see here is there's a sign behind the camera that said, Brian, don't swing your dick at the camera.
Well, so far, so good. But the proof of the pudding is in the meeting. Let's get to know them. Fellas, we're ready for you, so introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name's Chris, I'm 24, and I'm an engineer from Birmingham. The reason why I'm on blind date is to find myself a Monday to Friday girlfriend. I'll see her as much as she likes through the week, but the weekends are for lads, football, and the pub. No birds allowed.
What a catch.
Oh, well, wow. This guy, sign me up.
I know. I can imagine why he's on a dating show.
Monday through Friday, not including Thursdays or Tuesdays. You can have any day you want between 7 and 9 p.m. Otherwise, I'll be fucking the lads down at the football hall, also known as the gay bar. What are you doing? Dude, when you have a girlfriend, the weekends are the time. The weekends. Especially if you have a job. Am I right about this?
Yeah, no, well, yeah, you're right. And I mean, his necklace says it all.
Yeah, when you're wearing a conch shell and a hemp necklace and you're an engineer, that says all you need to know. I'm not as nerdy as I appear to be. However, I'm going to spend most of my week with the boys. No birds allowed. Birds.
So as a boyfriend, I'd be a part-timer.
Hi, my name's Tim. I'm 26. I'm a buyer, and I live in London.
He's a buyer?
He's a buyer.
Oh, he's a, what, like a cocaine buyer?
You know,
what
import,
exactly,
export.
Are you buying? Import, export. Crazy enough, my dad was actually in import, export, so when people say that, I kind of feel a little bit like
it's from
defensive.
A sign,
I know, but yeah. I feel a little defensive when people say that. Oh, you're an import, export. My dad was actually in import, export.
But he would probably follow it up with what he was importing and exporting.
Drugs. I mean, not drugs. Meat.
Okay.
The reason I'm on blind date is because I'm after a new type of girlfriend. I've had enough of it girl wannabes. The Tamaras and Victorias.
Oh, this is where I heard this from. I've had
Instagram
enough.
Models.
Yeah, I think I. Oh, go ahead.
And now I'm after someone a little bit more down to earth and get racy with a Sharon or a Tracy.
How many times do you think he practiced that before he came out? Like, obviously the producers write this for them. Yeah, they write this for them. The It Girls. What It Girls are you dating, dude? I mean, no offense, bro. You're a fine-looking gentleman, but which ones?
Yeah, no.
Hi, my name's Leon. I'm 25, and I'm a recruitment consultant from Liverpool. Yeah! The reason I'm on blind date is I'm looking for a girl that's satisfied with her size, who's at one with her weight. I'm fed up at weight watching whingers who spend all day calorie counting. I suppose the way to describe me is a chubby chaser.
Another catch.
I don't know. I like this guy. He's like, I want a girl to be comfortable with herself.
I like that too. However, this is 20 years later. This has not aged very well because if you're a chubby chaser,
you probably shouldn't say that
out loud.
No, you should.
You're fine just the fat way you are. Come on, man. Well, now let's see who they bring up to meet the Chubby Chaser's expectations.
So there you have it, three of them all with so much to give. But who's going to get it? Well, this lovely young lady. She's sexy, she's Sophie, and she's from Sunderland.
Wow.
So come in, Sophie.
They always have like the most beautiful women on here.
Yeah. For my taste, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. I think Bachelor number 3 is going to be disappointed.
Yes.
Yeah.
She looks fun, too. She's dancing.
Yeah, they make them look fun.
Sit yourself down there, girl. You look gorgeous, I have to say. Tell everybody what you do.
I'm a school teacher, Scylla.
Where were these teachers when I was a...
Yeah,
Jesus Christ. Holy shit. Oh man.
You just didn't know what they were, that they could look like this.
I had no idea.
She probably
had,
wears no makeup and yeah. like some kind of uniform to school. Mm. Not a short, sexy skirt dude. Right?
What age do you teach?
4 and 5.
4 and 5.
God, those 4-year-olds even knew what they were dealing with.
The dads did.
Yeah, the dads.
The dads did.
I think my son's not doing so hot at your school. I need another parent-teacher conference.
Yes. But you're not a very happy bunny, are you?
No,
yourself?
I'm not happy at all, Scylla.
Yes,
at all?
We think you look stunning. She looks stunning, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Thank you. I would normally wear this super low-cut dress.
Yeah, I would normally have my tits showing on national television, but your producers convinced me it was the best thing to do. Watch. Now, she's not happy about something about her life, about her looks. What do you think it is? Mm-hmm. What could this woman possibly complain about? Let's hear.
Be happy with your figure. Now, why is that?
Well, I've got a bit of a problem, you see. No matter how much I seem to eat, nothing happens. There's just nothing there.
Well, you know, some people are just like that.
You're 20 years too soon, but The Bachelor is a perfect show for you to go on. If you're not yet attached to somebody, you would do great on The Bachelor.
I just, no matter how much I eat, I still am this hot. I just don't understand it. It's so egotistical.
It's like saying that your worst quality is organization.
Yeah. My worst quality is that I'm a people person.
Yeah, I know.
My worst quality is that everybody wants me to be around them.
I know.
My worst quality is I'm the best podcast host that ever lived. It's the worst. No matter how much I try, I can't be unfunny on the commercial break.
Because you look great for a
bigger boobs. Bigger bum, maybe.
Really?
Chunkier arms.
And do you eat a lot? I mean, are you trying that?
I wouldn't know where to begin.
And you don't put on any weight whatsoever.
Seems to be a bit of a problem.
You might have a tapeworm.
Yeah, you might have a tapeworm or an overinflated ego. Maybe your stomach is
thin.
Yeah, maybe your stomach is full of that ego. You're literally, you're a beautiful woman. And it doesn't matter how much you weigh. You could weigh 1,000 pounds. You're still a beautiful woman. You got a beautiful
face.
But
she's like what you would put in a Victoria's Secret bottle in 2002.
You know, some girls, they have like their boobs come together.
Yeah.
And then some girls have space in between their boobs, right? So this girl has space in between her boobs. And that space is literally concave.
Yeah.
Like there is not a drop of fat on this woman at all. And she's obviously...
I don't know where to begin.
I
mean, I've been eating tons of salsa.
I've been eating lots of salsa.
I eat all the salsa.
Now, the weight of my heart is through my stomach. And do you know what, Scylla?
What?
I can eat any man under the table.
Bachelor number 3
and you know what? Bachelor number 3 is like, I can also eat any woman under the table. I'll literally be under the table eating that woman.
Well, it's a fine thing if you can do it, isn't it?
Celia's like, fuck you.
Fuck you. Well, Celia's also weighs a dollar.
Well, but she works at it.
I know. That's true. Yeah. That's her life. She has to get your meaning to look good. Yeah. But, yeah, she's like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
See what we can do for you tonight, all right? So, make your questions good, okay? Off you go, sweetheart.
Question number 1. My occupation is a school teacher, and consequently, I am expected to be a mine of information. What piece of...
For 4-year-olds, what could you possibly...
I was going to say, like the ABCs?
Yeah.
If that...
Yeah, gaga goo goo, pee pee poo poo. What could you possibly
Wheels
need to
on the
know?
Bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
I studied all night to learn that. I'm a literally a wealth of information. I mean,
people just expect people to know things like that.
You know, if you're not a Jeopardy host, you're teaching 4-year-olds, which literally includes crayons and learning how to cut with scissors.
Trivia, can you give me to add to my collection? And that's to contestant number 1.
Being a blind date fan,
Being a blind date fan and someone that's wearing a cockroach on the neck, what is that necklace?
That's what I was saying.
Is that a cockroach?
I don't know. It's some kind of maybe Aztec-y thing.
Oh, yeah, because this guy's Aztec.
He's been to Tulum. Please.
Yeah, he's been to Tulum in 2002 when it was cool. Yes. That's what some people are like. Have you ever been to the Mexican Riviera? What am I, born in the 1920s? No, I've never been to the Mexican Riviera.
Did you know that statistically, contestant number one gets picked the most? So make the wise move tonight and go for numero uno.
Weak. That was super weak.
Yeah, dude, come on. You got to have more personality than that. But that is what the producers told him to say. So these are obviously all, they all come with some kind of pun or joke or something. So they're obviously all practiced beforehand.
Yeah. Same question to number two, please.
Well, I'm a bit of a wine specialist. So did you know that vintage wine and deluxe champagne takes up to 10 years to mature properly? Funnily enough, I've actually got a bottle which is lying in my cellar at the moment, which is actually celebrating its 10th birthday today. So do you fancy sharing some with me?
That wasn't even close to answering the question. The question was, what kind of information could you give her? You know what, guys? I should be the producer on this show, so I could prep these guys. You know what I would say? You want a new statistic you can give your children? My dick is 3.5 inches.
Look, once you become the producer of Sick of Dating, you're going to be wanted everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm sick of dating. It's such a good idea. It's such a good idea.
Me too.
Take someone that's just got a raging case of flu, like throwing up on the floor kind of flu, like stomach bug kind of flu. Get them out there. They're not going to feel so good. They're going to look horrible. They're going to smell bad. They won't have showered. They'll probably, like, you know, have a stinky butt. And then you put them in a room for a week with someone who's perfectly healthy. And not only do they have to take care of the sick person, but then they're also going to get sick by the end of the week. It's going to be a great show.
And same question to number three, please.
As a regular down the gym, I know a lot about the human body. In fact, Sophie, did you know that the tongue is the strongest muscle? So how about on our days, we work out our strongest muscles together?
Best answer, still cheesy, but
okay, it's cheesy, but it's good.
But best one.
But going to the gym does not make you an expert on the body. It's like saying having a microphone makes you an expert on podcasting.
Oh, that's like it saying doesn't. Frankie B.
Yeah, that's true.
Frankie B at the gym.
Well, yeah, but at least Frankie does it with a little bit more panache. You never catch him on a blind date.
Right, second question.
Oh, it all hangs on this.
I've got a passion for food.
It all hangs
on this. They went from three questions to two. Jeez. This is the worst. This is why I love this show. You ask somebody two questions, they answer in punditry, and you have to spend a week with them. Yes.
And a man's opinion on what they eat is very important to me. So, what's your views on the following?
He's like, I got this.
And this is to contestant number three. Do you like to eat Chinese or Indian?
What? Definitely Chinese.
Good choice. And do you like chocolates or boiled sweets?
Definitely
boiled sweets?
What's that?
What is a boiled sweet?
I don't know.
Never had one.
I thought she was going to say boiled peanuts, which I love.
Boiled nuts. Yeah.
Being down here in the South, I love some boiled peanuts.
These nuts! Ah. Now, wait. Hold on. It is universally known that besides the butter cookie, which I do believe is Irish and not actually British, but besides the butter cookie, that the British have some of the worst desserts ever made. It's like pudding, you know? You can have your pudding, but pudding is like a verb used for all kind of different stuff.
Yeah.
What is a boiled dessert?
It's something...
You don't even know.
I don't
want to
know.
Yeah, I don't want to know either.
What?
Excellent answer.
It's like chocolate. Yeah. Of course.
And contestant number two, chicken or steak?
Chicken.
Oh, my God, dude. You just gave the wrong answer there. You never say chicken. Never go with chicken.
Mark, you're an idiot. You've always been an idiot. Now that you're stopped dating, you know, Instagram models. You're only eating chicken? Mark, come back to the internet where you can get fucked anytime you want to by anybody you want to.
Well, also, let me say this. I think that, like, being a, kind of wine connoisseur, you that's usually like a good wine with its steak.
Yeah, what do you... Yeah, like, that's true.
I mean, I know there's wine
that
goes...
What pairs well with the chicken?
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Salmonella? I'm not really sure. Come on, Mark. It's your dating coach in your head, Mark. You're fucking this all up again. Chicken? Really? You might as well have said none of the above, because no one likes chicken more than they like meat.
Pizza or kebab?
Definitely pizza.
All right, bit of a kebab girl myself. And number one, pasta or fish and chips?
Fish and chips, definitely.
Good, good. Crisps or peanuts?
Crisps.
Oh, excellent. Love crisps.
French fries or peanuts? Who would pick peanuts? No one. Who picks peanuts? Number two does.
Yeah, number two would have picked peanuts.
Would you like puke from someone who just drank a bottle of Jägermeister? Or filet mignon? I'll take the puke!
Well, there you go. You've asked your two questions there. And it's time
there
to get rid of one
There were supposed to be three. Am I just
there
imagining?
There was three the last time we listened. I don't know. They probably shortened up the show figuring it doesn't fucking matter anyway. What questions she asks? They're never going to get together anyway. I mean, I can't imagine this ever works out in any kind of way. You literally take three strangers. Imagine that. You go, well, I mean, I guess there are some situations that's happened with me too, right?
Oh, yeah, no.
10 minutes to know somebody before I had sex with them. But still, you're going on a week's vacation with them. You could at least get five questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, like five seems like a, it's still a small number of questions before you go on a week's vacation, but... You know.
Gorgeous fellas, oh, I hate this bit. Now, who are you going to get rid of? Are you going to get rid of number one, number two, or number three? It's going to be number two.
I knew it.
Yeah, of course.
He's a
not,
chicken.
He's not for her anyway. Yeah, he's a chicken guy. Chicken guys are not for this kind of girl.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is not the kind of girl you go out with chicken. You don't cook this girl chicken on your first date. When you're trying to impress her, you don't order chicken for her at the restaurant. You might as well have ordered another guy altogether at the restaurant, because that's just not what you do. You go in, you say, I want a hearty piece of meat. And if you're not, and if you're vegetarian.
A big glass of red wine.
Yeah, and a big glass of red wine. Not some 10-year-old fucking champly plamply champagne that's sitting down in your basement where all the other murdered girls are because they didn't like chicken and you decide to kill them. That bothered you.
No. He did impress you. I mean, he promised you a, you know, vintage bottle.
A wine connoisseur.
Yes, yeah. Do you drink wine? Very fattening.
Yeah, prefer a pint.
That's where he blew it. Yes, you did turn down number two. What about that? It's our Tim from right here in London. Come in, Tim.
She's like, oh, thank God, he's ugly. Yeah.
And he's a chicken guy.
And he's wearing jeans that are three sizes too long for him. That's such a big no-no. I used to make the same mistake when I had the bell-bottom pants that would just drag on the floor. They eventually got the right size because I just dragged all the fabric off of them.
It just was an automatic hem.
Yeah. It was like a sandpaper.
Would you like those hems? Or no?
Yeah.
I'm just going to wear them every day for 6 months.
It's amazing what the parking lot of the fish show will do for your pants. They'll smell great. They'll taste wonderful. It'll be the right size.
Tim, never mind. Save the red. One more question. That's the final.
Oh, here we go.
The third question.
Yeah, this has changed. I think it's this. Yeah. The last one we watched, I think, was from the early 90s. And if you're right, this is from 2002. So
okay, make it a good one.
I like a man with a good sense of humour.
Yes.
You have got 10 seconds to make me laugh.
Oh, man. You could do this on the commercial break all day long. We wouldn't get it. You could pick any continuous 10 seconds of the commercial break and we would lose on this question.
One.
Okay, Sophie. So you want to laugh? Well, the only joke left on this show is the clown sitting next to me. I'm still on the break.
Hey, that's not bad.
I mean, but he's also said nothing about himself the whole entire time.
Well, that's true. What did he talk? Yeah, he needs to explain that necklace. Someone needs to explain that necklace to us.
Yes, need to explain that.
Because it looks like you have your ex-girlfriend's ashes in that thing, whatever that is.
And contestant number three, please.
Well, Sophie, as a Scouser, my party trick is an impression of Scylla. And in fact, I can just hear what she's thinking now. Well, Sophie Chuck, if I was you, I'd pick number three and have a lot of laughs.
Okay.
All right. If he really only had 3 seconds to prepare for that, that was good.
That's pretty good,
For me, Soph, but I thought that was brilliant. I really did. Now, it's make your mind up time.
Please.
So who are you going to choose from out of those two? Is it going to be number one or number three?
Gonna have to be number one.
Whoa. Whoa! Wrong.
Totally wrong. Number three was the best.
Number three was absolutely the best. Number one got stinky braid.
He's got the stinky hemp necklace that probably smells like patchouli and sandalwood. He's one of those guys who's got incense at home for no particular reason whatsoever. Just burns it.
Yeah. And his hair is gelled to
the
oblivion.
Max.
Failed to impress. Well. Oh, didn't impress you. Well, it ain't over yet. Number three, it's not over yet. So you just have to make yourself scarce for a minute because you still might change your mind. All right, sweetheart?
Oh.
This is a twist and turn we didn't expect from the last time we reviewed these videos.
You're stuck.
You were stuck. Whoever you picked, that was it. But it seems like now there's a twist where the second runner or the runner-up goes away for a minute, and if she doesn't like number one, she gets to go with number three. Let's see.
Well, maybe this is your blind date for this evening, Sophie. You chose number one. That was Chris from Birmingham. Come in, Chris.
She's like, can I have number two and number three back? Yes. I'd like to go all the way back to number two.
Chris from Birmingham. Well, Sophie, sweetheart, what do you think? Immediate impressions of our Chris.
Nice eyes.
What do you think of our Sophie?
Are you up with the cards?
No, we can't do this just yet. Well, Sophie's made a bed, but she doesn't necessarily have to lie in it because over the break, she's going to decide whether Chris is really what she came here for. Now, will Sophie date or will she ditch? Find out after the break. See you in a
minute. Date or ditch?
Date or ditch.
Wow.
Okay, now this is a good question. Now, I wonder, like, this to me is a good twist right here that you have two to pick from instead of just one. I'd love to see one where it doesn't work out and then someone actually has to pick another person altogether. I'm just fast forwarding through the commercials because this has commercials in. Sometimes it's hard to find these videos online, sans commercials.
Right.
And so you just have to kind of take what you can get. The funny thing is that someone actually recorded this way back in the day and then decided they were going to pop it on just for shits and giggles.
Oh, hello and welcome back. Now, before the break, Sophie chose Chris. At home, you've already seen what Sophie's flatmate, Andrea, thinks she should do.
Oh, wow.
But what will Sophie decide? Is it a hot date or the cold shoulder? Now, Sophie, come on. Is it thumbs up or thumbs down? We need a little bit of help from our crowd out here. What shall she do, everyone?
Well, it's absolutely clear to me what she should do after listening to the crowd.
That's stupid.
Yeah, how are they going to know?
Your choice, Sophie. Are you going to date or are you going to ditch?
I'm going to ditch.
Boom. Wow.
You know what's worse than not getting picked on blind date? Getting picked
I
on. blind date.
I bet he wished he just got trapdoored.
I know. I bet he wished he had been the first guy out the door, because then at least you have, you can save some face.
I know.
Bachelor number two, the first guy that got dropped, right? At least he could say, well, she didn't see me beforehand.
Right, but
this
now,
guy got she loved his personality, but she's like, nah, fuck that guy.
Ditch.
No wonder she's still single. But I do think number three is the better date.
I do, too, yeah.
Despite those lovely eyes, well, you've been well and truly ditched, yeah. Chris. What will your mate say back home?
I'm not going home.
I'm afraid you're going home from there tonight. Oh, never mind. I thought you were gorgeous anyway. Say goodnight, Chris.
Sorry, I ditched you.
Oh, man. He was so close.
He was
to dating the hottest girl he's ever dated, and he got to go on a weeks-long vacation with her. He'd literally have a week to convince her to let him touch her boobs. I mean, he had a whole week.
I don't think he had anything up in the tank upstairs. No, so no.
I get it. I do get it.
He would have been able to convince her.
What's that?
He wouldn't have been able to convince her.
No, it would have been a long week of her giving him weird looks.
I'm tired.
And, yeah, I'm tired. Hey, you want to come down for dinner? I haven't seen you in 6 days. We got one more night here. Oh, no, I'm menstruating. Yes. I didn't menstruate for 6 months in a row, and now it's all coming out. So, no.
Okay, now there's no turning back now. There's no more choices. Here is your blind date for this evening. You chose number three. That was Leon from Liverpool. Come in, Leon.
Oh, she does not like him.
Oh, Leon. Leon, sweetheart. Whoa. Now, Leon, I was a bit worried there because she did not like the impression
of me.
That's low, I know. Yeah, you nearly blew it, but now you've got it. What do you think?
Speechless. Can't say anything.
Where are you going to choose where you're going on your date?
The lady.
Gentlemen. Sophie. Open it up. Hey. What does it say?
Russia.
A date to the Maldives.
Oh, man. Well, you just fucked it up, young lady. And this guy's about to get a free trip to the Maldives. And I say, the first thing you do, buddy, whatever your name is, Carl, Carlos, whatever, go to the bar. Get yourself shit-faced and find another girl to be attracted to, because this girl ain't going to give you shit.
Oh, wow. Yes, it's Sophie. You're off to the magnificent Maldives, the jewel of the...
I know. She's so...
She's like, oh, no.
She's not one of these people that has a great poker face.
No,
because
no, no,
the look
no,
on her face.
Everything.
Yeah. Do you think it has to do with his skin color? I don't want to make assumptions here, but do you think it has something to do with his skin color?
Could be. But, I mean.
But he was the best choice.
He was the best choice, hands down.
Yeah.
Everything.
He seemed sincere. Mm-hmm. He was kind of funny. Yeah. He's a good looking guy. Yeah. And, you know, these other two twads in the back, they deserve to be in the
Maybe
back.
Maybe he just looked really good against those other two, though.
Yeah, that's true. It's like
Slim Pickens.
Yeah, it's like if you put the commercial break against two other podcasts that had one episode and no longer broadcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Notion, where you'll stay at the luxurious Miru Fenfushi Island Resort. Try saying that with these teeth. You'll try your hand at snorkeling amidst the coral reefs and deep sea fishing in the crystal blue waters before being ferried off to your very own private island. Oh, hey, this can't be bad. We're an intimate...
She's like, I won't even make it to the trip. I accidentally missed my flight 4 times in a row.
Candlelit dinner awaits you.
Perfect.
Oh, perfect, yeah. It says here, let's hope on your private castaway island together, you'll find love and never want to be rescued. Oh, I'm so pleased for you both. Ladies and gentlemen, wish them well, Sophie and Leon.
Wow. That's super uncomfortable.
Very.
But then again,
they're just two people that just met for the first time.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe it'll take a minute. It's like married at first sight.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of those couples. They do not like each other after the wedding, but then they end up somehow still not liking each other 6 months later. First impressions do mean a lot. Now, it's not that it can't be changed, but that girl was giving him an eat shit look the entire time that she was up there. Yeah. Poor bastard, because honestly, that girl's super attractive.
She is.
Super attractive. And that's like the third blind date we reviewed. And the third...
Remember that one woman that came out in like a cat suit?
I know.
She was so like, hot.
They're finding the best wit looking women in the
and
UK.
And the worst guys.
Yes. Maybe that's just the way it is over
Maybe
there in the UK.
Kind of.
Yeah. You know. I don't know. I love the accent. I love the comedy. There's a good looking British guy or two. Who's out there? That Cumberbatch kid?
Oh, in general, no, I'm talking about the show.
No, I know, but I'm saying, yeah. like, as a people,
plenty.
There's a lot, so many beautiful
plenty.
Women and men. Yeah, plenty. I guess there's beautiful women and men all over the
and
world.
In each culture.
In each culture. Hey, let us celebrate how good-looking you are. Contact us, tcbpodcast.com. Hit the Contact Us button. Send us a picture of yourself, and we'll set you up on a date. I don't know. Actually, don't send pictures. No. Please don't do that. Because I know you guys out there, and I know what kind of pictures I'm going to get, and I don't want them. Leave your penises in your pants. Put them somewhere else. TCB Podcast is also where you can go to listen to all the audio or watch all the video. If you want your free 21 EPM sticker, we'd love to send you one. Just hit the Contact Us button. Tell us you want that sticker and send us your physical address, and it will arrive in 1 to 2 business weeks. Also, we'd love you to contact us on our phone line. That's text messages, 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, we're taking them all at TCB-8383. And at the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Live on TikTok. But most importantly, we'd love it you would go watch our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Full episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. They'll be there on video, right for you, specially edited by Morgan, a comedian herself, extraordinaire herself. She's doing a great job. Christina, Marianne, Tina, all the people on the back in the back end, Morgan, they're all lovely. They'll help us out. Will the champ, we love you so much. All right, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today. So I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Best to you too, Blue. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye.